this emptiness.
Oh my god.
She said, I love you till the day that
okay.
I die.
Can you guys hear me? Hi. I'm driving. You guys haven't heard me drive in a long time, but we're driving today because I was running some errands.
I let myself get down in the first place. I'm trying to keep my mind at bay. Some flowers still growing on.
Anyway, so I wanted to just, like, record something really quickly and also, like, update you guys on the on Discord, oh my god, on, my, Patreon. Is this person turning? What are you doing? So you're not turning? Okay, great. You're not turning. Okay, fantastic.
Dream of me turning.
Before I start, my grandma's still in the hospital, because they haven't been able to get her blood pressure down, and I went to see her, and she looks good. It's just, she says that she's having trouble breathing, so they have, like, her on, like, a breathing machine, like, with the mask on, but, yeah, her blood pressure is just really, really high. So they're trying to get that down. What the fuck? And, yep. She seems to be... I mean, she seems to be good. Oh my god, I thought that was a cop. She seems to be good. I mean, I asked her if she felt okay, and she said yes. So, she's not feeling like absolute trash, which is nice. Oh my god. Guys, I've literally, like, submitted like 12 applications just this week. Like, it sucks. Like, I'm trying so hard to get, like, a job, but, like, it's just not happening. And it's funny because, like, at the interview that I went to the other day, there was a girl in the waiting room, not in the waiting room, it's not a doctor's office, like in the reception, who was there for an interview as well. And we started talking to each other, and she was telling me, she was like, are you originally from here? I was like, no, I'm from Los Angeles. And she was like, I've lived all around the US. She's like, this is the hardest city to get a job in. She's like, this is the most struggle I've ever had getting a job. And she hadn't been working for, like, 4 months. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do if I have to go 4 months without getting a job. So I've been, like, submitting hella applications. But if I don't get a job, like, within the next... this month, like, I'm literally going to start applying different jobs. Because, at other cities, like, I used to have this really awesome, like, the best job I've ever had. Was for a specific person. Like, I've told you guys before that I worked for a company that we're like family. Because we were all super, super cool and we were very close. And so that was the best job I've ever had. That's in a different city than where I am. But I wrote to my boss, my old boss, when I lost my job and told him, and he said that he didn't have anything for me like where I am right now, but that he could have something for me if I was willing to relocate. And I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. So I didn't, but I'm seriously considering it just because I can't go without having a job. Like, it's stressing me. It's like, I'm stressed about it all the time. And yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I don't know, they made this one. Okay. Nice, you learn something new every day. I'm probably gonna have to, like, pause you guys in a sec because God, I was here the other day, and I was... Oh, but I'm not wearing the same thing that I'm wearing now. Because I was going to say, like, I'm still wearing biking shorts. Maybe they'll just think I bike a lot. Anyway. Okay. You guys are going to have to give me a second because I need to run in here really quick. And then after I come back, I'm going to explain, like, the whole Patreon, like, tiers and stuff to you guys. So just give me one sec. Okay, so I'm back. You guys want to know something that I think is super awkward? When... I don't know. I'm very awkward in general, like, in person. Like, if you compliment me, I, like, tense up, like, bad. You better not pull out while I'm fucking pulling out, you fucking idiot. Anyway, so, oh yeah, so I went up to the cashier to pay. And he's like, I was like, how's your day going? Well, he asked me, he was like, how's your day? And I was like, it's good, dude, how's yours? And he goes, well, it's a lot better now that I saw you. And then I was like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't know what to say. And then I was just like, all right. And then I asked him, I was like, do you have a long time left on your shift? And he was like 3 hours. I was like, oh. And then I was like, well, hopefully we see people that make your day. You see more people that make your day. And then he was like, no, I already saw you. So nothing can top it. And I was like, oh, okay. I just like got my stuff and left. That was weird. Anyway. I keep getting distracted. The tiers. So I've been working on my Patreon for like 4 or 5 days. Like literally. Just because like I was trying to come up with like the tier names and make sure that the tiers were all good and... Why are you braking? What the fuck? Oh my God, these people don't know how to fucking drive. What? Okay, never mind. Anyway. So, So I've been working on the Patreon thing for like 5 days straight. Like day and night. Like literally staying up to like 7 a.m. working on it. Just because I was trying to make sure that like... The tiers were good. And then I also like that I had to come up with the tier names and, yeah, so that was weird. Anyway, so, there's 5 tiers. Why are you going so fucking slow? Ugh. Okay. All of my ramp, like my driving audios are just terrible because I'm just aggravated the whole time because of these drivers. There's going to be 5 tiers. The first tier is going to be $1. And that's for like, if you just want to tip me or you want to change the total on that, then that's cool. The next tier is going to be... The first tier is going to be $1, so if you guys want to tip me or whatever. The second, I'm not going to get out of my car until I finish this up. Oh my God, I can't even park. Yeah, I can. Okay. The second tier is going to be $5. Actually, you know what? Let me grab my phone really quick, and I'm going to read you guys the tiers. I'm craving you. Somebody just text me. What the fuck? Come and fly already. I've seen Why do people do that? Somebody just texted me and they put, hey, and I put, who's this? And then they said, Robbie, who's this? Bitch, you text me, bro, the fuck? Okay, Patreon. I need to get my shit together because I'm like all over the place. And the sunlight is rising. In space that's been broken. Okay, here it is. So, it's 5 tiers. The first tier is going to be $1, and that one is called Sweetheart. That one's for just, like, donations, or if you want to tip me. Not donations, for tips. Like, if you want to tip me or whatever, that's, you can use that. The next tier is going to be Honey, and that's $5. That one is going to be, like, where you can, like, vote or, like, input the themes on my audios or my rambles. Or if you have, like, requests for songs, because I've gotten people that have asked me why I don't do more singing on my channel, because I like to sing. So that's going to be an option as well. With the $5 tier, you will have access to my audios before they go up on my Reddit. I'm going to be giving Patreon patrons up to 2 weeks access before I post them on Reddit. So for example, one of like the audios that I keep as getting asked to do is the one where I try to go for 9 times, where I make myself come 9 times. I have that recorded, and that's going to be the first audio that people that sign up for the $5 tier and up actually get access to. So if you sign up for the $5 tier, that one you will get early access to my audios, which of course when you sign up would be the coming 9 times audio, which is a pretty intense audio, honestly. The next tier is Baby, and that's $25, and that is going to be, like, the voting and input on, like, themes, rambles, I mean, audios, rambles, or songs. You are going to get early access to my audios before they go up on Reddit, which would be about 2 weeks before. You're going to get access to a Patreon-exclusive audio that I make every single month just for Patreon, for the people that are, like, on the tiers higher than $25. And you will also get a personal 5-minute thank you audio with a specific like topic you want me to talk about, or a song that you would like me to do, or, and you get to choose if you want it to be in English or Spanish. The next tier is going to be Lover Boy, which is $50. That one's going to have, of course, the same thing, like voting and input, the early access to my audios, access to the Patreon exclusive audio every month. And then you'd also still get like the personal 5-minute audio. And then on top of that, you would get a personal 10-minute custom audio every month. Or I can do a script that you want, a reasonably timed script. I can do that for you. It's going to be 10 minutes. That's a part of the $50 one. But you would get a custom audio for yourself per month. The highest tier is going to be $75. That one's called Mr. Big. On that one, you're going to have like voting and input. You're going to have early access to the audios before they go up. You're going to have access to the Patreon exclusive audio I'm going to make just for Patreon. You'll get the personal 5-minute audio. And then you will get a 20 to 25 minute personal audio for you. I will say your name. It can be in English or Spanish. And you will have access to my Discord so we can discuss what you'd like to hear. And we can go over like what is good for the both of us. So... those are the tiers that I'm going to be having. So as soon as you sign up, you will have access to like the Patreon exclusive audio and the 9 times coming 9 times audio. Those will be available to you right then and there. I should be launching. I'm going to try to have it by tomorrow. Latest would be Friday. And I'm really, really excited about it. I'm really excited about, like, I don't know, it having, have it be more personal, between me and my subs. And honestly, like, with the whole, like, me being unemployed thing right now, like, me working on the Patreon thing has, like, really given me something to, like, focus on while I try to, like, get my shit together. And so I am, like, my two focuses right now, honestly, are, like, trying to do job applications and calling places and see if I can get hired. And also to, like, fulfill my Patreon. It's you know, it gives me something to keep my mind off of, like, all this shit that's going wrong in my life. So I'm excited about it. And I think this place is about to close, so I need to, like, just run in. So I'm going to pause you guys again, and then I'll be right back so we can continue. I can continue talking to you. So give me a sec. Okay, I have returned. I have something that's, like, weighing heavily on my mind. And I feel so stupid for it, but... yeah, I don't know. I don't remember what I was talking about, my Patreon. Yeah, I've been working on that super hard, and can you guys give me one second? I'm so sorry. Okay, yeah, I've been working on that shit for, like, so long and so hard on it, and I just really want you guys to, like, be happy about it. And I'm really excited to launch it because it's gonna be, like, really exciting. I probably sound way different than I did earlier. I don't know. I have, like, somebody in my life who means a lot to me. And, like, I don't know. Within the last couple of days, I'm gonna want to start crying. I say that every time I record something. I don't know. For the last couple of days, it's felt like there's, like, a disconnect, and I don't know if they still want to be in my life, and it just makes me feel like shit. Because I care about them so much. And, like, where we used to, like, just, like... I don't know. Like, where we used to, like... there was so much all the time, you know, like, to talk about and things like that. Now there's, like, a silence there. And it makes me really sad. Oh, my God. I'm going to start crying. I don't know. So that's probably why I sound different than I did before. I paused you guys. This recording is a mess. Anyway, yeah, my Patreon's probably gonna go up tomorrow or the day after, and oh my God, this person. You know what I fucking hate? Why are you people that break at pink lights? At green lights, why? It's a fuck, like, green is a universal color. For fucking go. Why are you fucking breaking? En San Valentín no necesito más flores. Lo nuestro es ilegal y no te puedo negar que yo pago la comida por besarte. Yo vine a verte, a entretenerme, y me robaste un beso que no pensé revolver. Me sentía volando, me iba escapando. Sí, así, no pares ya, te has convertido en una enfermedad. Clan, clan, clandestino. No los hay, los hay, los hay. Clan, clan, clandestino. No te olvides que somos amigos. Ya los problemas en el no los hay. Oh. Vernos a solas y matarnos en la oscuridad. Tú te vas y mi cuerpo aquí sigue pidiendo más. Tú, sí que con esa actitud, cuando se apaga la luz, tú me vuelves loca, con besitos en la boca. Lo nuestro es ilegal y no te puedo negar que yo pago la comida por besarte. I know there was people that like asked about like just donating. You can still donate. That email that I have is still up. I made it specifically for like my GWA stuff. So of course the email, like I said previously, was a girl from the audios at gmail.com. And so if you guys, I'm really excited to like launch the Patreon and talk to you guys and stuff. It's gonna be really fun. So I hope you guys are excited for that. And I hope you guys enjoy the audio that I'm posting today. At the time that I'm recording this, I haven't actually posted it, but I hope you guys enjoy it when it goes up today. So, yeah. Thanks so much for listening. This was all over the place, and I apologize, but I hope you guys are having a great Wednesday. And what the fuck is that noise? Oh, it's a church. I live by a church, so the church bells are always. Anyway, yeah. So, I'll catch you guys later. bye. I don't know if you guys can hear like the rumbling in the background. It's my heater because it's pretty cold where I am. So it's later. I've already posted my audio and I just got home from like running some errands. And earlier I mentioned something about like something that was like weighing heavily on my mind about like someone that I really cared about. So that ended. I talked to that person and which is really, it feels really shitty. Like, I literally just, like, got my heart broken. And I'm not gonna start crying. But it feels really shitty because, like, this person was, like, my best friend. So, like, not only am I losing the person that I, like, but I'm losing, like, the person that I, like, that I told everything to. And it's weird because, like, I knew this was going to happen. Like, I was prepared for it because I felt like there was, like, a total shift in their behavior for the last couple of days. Not couple, like, the last few days. And so I knew that this was going to happen. I just wanted them to say it. But, like, regardless of that, it doesn't make it feel any better. It hurts, you know? So, yeah. It's like, I just feel like I can't catch a fucking break. Like, I don't have a job. I am trying to find a job and I can't. And I've been like super lonely these last couple of weeks. Everyone feels so far away from me. And I guess it's, like, my fault for, like, putting all my eggs in a basket. Like, getting so attached to someone and being so affectionate towards someone. Getting used to them being in my life. Because this is what happens. Like, I always end up liking someone or I always end up like an idiot. Like, I'm just so stupid. It's just like another reminder that I'm just like not enough, you know? So yeah, that's cool. Anyway, I just wanted to clarify what I was talking about, because every time that I post audios, like, you guys will send me messages talking about your thoughts about what I talked about, my rambles, and I didn't want anybody to write to me and be like, well, what is it that's weighing on your mind? Or, why don't you try talking to this person? I didn't want anybody to ask me questions, so that's why I just wanted to put this in here. I don't know. I feel
like, when am I just gonna, like, find someone that thinks, like, who's, like, happy to have me in their life the way that I like having them in my life? I don't know. It's, I don't know. Anyway, they shouldn't even be in here, but yeah. I'm still planning on launching the Patreon tomorrow or the day after, so yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna go now, so yeah.